W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hundreds of thousands of power outages in several states due to severe weather overnight. Spring snow in Wisconsin, spring windstorms in the middle part of the country, including in Dunbar, West Virginia, where this man says his car is finished after being flattened by a giant billboard.
It's a tin can. No repair can fix that. It's total. Gone.
The strongest earthquake in Taiwan in more than 25 years overnight left 9 people dead and hundreds hurt, the epicenter about 60 miles south of Taipei. A grave mistake is what the head of the IDF says about the Israeli airstrike that left 7 aid workers dead.
Clearly marked vehicles from the World Central Kitchen, an NGO providing meals to Gazans, were hit by 3 Israeli airstrikes. And now we're learning more about those killed. Jacob Flickinger, a dual U.S.-Canadian citizen, as well as 3 British nationals, are another from Poland, an Australian and a Palestinian.
That's ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution after yesterday's primary. The First Amendment will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer ask for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can work the polls. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin, and it's a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the more interesting races in the presidential primary ballot in this area was the contest for mayor of Menasha. 26-year-old Austin R. Hammond becomes Menasha's youngest ever mayor by defeating Rebecca Nichols. Dom Merks, who has served as the city's mayor for the past 16 years, did not seek re-election. Other mayoral races in the area saw Steve Youngworth keep his seat as Amro mayor. The De Pere School District referendum to exceed its revenue limit by $4.75 million passes with 57% of the vote. The Luxburg-Casco School District requested to exceed the revenue limit by $1.8 million for 3 years for operational expenses. That referendum passed with 51% of the vote. And a Freedom School District referendum for $62.5 million for building and facility improvement projects at the middle high school passes with 61% of the voters saying yes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Fiserv Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C. 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
I've actually been sitting back and watching everything, our travel crew, everything, and I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewer second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, is Donald Trump the second coming of Jesus Christ? I think not.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. 34 degrees across the board. Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. Winter storm warning remains in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We've had some great guests, James Boyd, John Creason, and Amelie Eiding from Sweden. We're on, and now we're going to give away some Brewer tickets, possibly going to give away some Brewer tickets for Sunday's game. And the name of the contest is, Are You Smarter Than an Old Sportscaster?
No, it's Legendary Broadcaster. Come on, man. You are legendary.
Come on, man.
Give yourself some credit there, all right?
But come on, man.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get a couple of texters right now to play Are You Smarter Than a Legendary Broadcaster? Get the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS, lower right-hand corner. Text the studio, say, hey, I want to play Are You Smarter Than? I've got two pair of tickets to give away for Sunday's game. The Brewers taking on the Mariners at AmFam Field. 110 is first pitch. And as long as, John, as long as you get more right than you get wrong,
yeah,
we'll make them winners.
Okay.
All right, so I need texters right now on the Civic Media app.
Who wants to win Brewer tickets for Sunday's game? Brewers off to a tremendous start, which is really cool, considering two of their best players are hurt, basically, for the year. But also, Jason Mansmith from Thrasher Opera House, Eats for the Arts, will be coming on at about 8:30.
That is a great event. That's like a five-day event or six-day. That's a very cool event. I'm excited about that. I want to kind of get down there for one of those days.
All right.
Did you guys see the standing ovation that Euchre got yesterday?
Yeah. Wasn't that great?
Very well-deserved.
Yeah. 90 years old. That's still amazing. He's still doing that. Are we going to be doing this at 90, do you think? What do you think?
He's going to be doing it.
I have to be doing it from my home in Sweden.
But is he still with it?
I think so. Whenever I've seen interviews or anything, he seems great.
And how does he, in his eyesight, is that great?
I guess. But I mean, you know.
God bless him. I think it's great.
There was the guy in.
The Scully guy?
Who? No.
The guy with the Dodgers?
Vin Scully?
Yeah.
He was probably close to that age.
Right.
But then also, Lee Corso is going back for college football pregame. And it's like, he's 89.
Oh, geez.
And he's had some issues. And it's like, you feel uncomfortable with him. You know what I mean? You just feel uncomfortable. It's like, maybe it's time to just sit at home and watch the games.
And I think, like they say in athletics, I'd rather cut him too early than too late.
Yes,
because absolutely. You're embarrassing him then too late.
Did you see the Reggie White special on 30-30?
No, I wish
pretty
I
pretty interesting. It brings back a lot of memories and realize how young people were back then. It's like, woo, we all age.
Was it complimentary to him?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
But it covered everything, but, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it talked about how they took him to, you know, all these other people took him to these real famous places, and they took him to Red Lobster, you know, and he wanted catfish, and they said, next time you come, if you sign, we'll get catfish on the menu. So, yeah.
All right, let's do this.
All right, Janet and Rick are playing along with us
this morning. Janet and Rick, good morning.
Okay.
Oh, they're on
the text. Yeah.
Okay, Janet and Rick. Here we go. Sorry about that.
All right, Janet and Rick. So, how does this work? Do I ask each?
No, you're just playing with John. John has to get the answers. The more, if he gets more right than
wrong.
If
I win, I win for them.
Yes.
Okay, well, this, I'm going to start. Okay.
Not that complicated.
No. Okay, Okay.
Oh,
what's the temperature? 34.
Yeah.
32 degrees is how many in Celsius?
20.
John.
What?
Okay. Is Amanda
No. Wait a minute. It's okay.
So 32 is degrees, freezing.
Zero.
Right.
Okay.
There we go.
No. You can't get two choices.
All right. Hey, we did that for you. Remember, you were changing the rules every 2 minutes?
All right.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think this works.
Okay. I don't know.
That one's done. Okay. this could be a little tricky. Capitals.
Ah.
The capital of Kentucky.
Frankfurt.
Oh, good for you.
Nice job.
Everybody guesses Louisville or Lexington because those have been Frankfurt's right.
Yes.
That is good. Right. I didn't think you were going to get that one.
So how many questions do we have total?
We'll have 10.
Okay.
And if this
music.
It's 1-1.
Yeah, it's 1-1.
Okay. All right.
Are you not going to give him that first?
No, he's not going
hell
to.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Yeah. Sorry, Janet.
Okay, I got to get some tougher questions for you. What were the 6 original NFL teams?
Ooh, this is hard because some of them aren't in existence anymore.
Most of them aren't.
Green Bay.
No.
Is not one of them.
We'll want to come back to that one.
I'm going to say Canton.
Yes, that's true. Canton Bulldogs.
Yes. I'm going to say Decatur. The Decatur Staleys.
Is that correct?
There's a D. No.
I'm going to say Pottsville.
No.
Fort Wayne.
No, you're in the right neck of the woods, though.
Duluth.
No, that wouldn't be the right neck of the woods.
All right, go ahead. Who are they? I give up.
Akron.
Akron, okay.
I think it was was it Akron Pros? I forgot. Right. Okay. Columbus.
Columbus, okay.
What would you guess after Columbus? It's all that neck of the woods where it started, right? So.
Oh, I said Canton.
Well,
right?
Canton Bulldogs is the first one you got. And then there's Akron, which is that neck of the woods. And then there's Columbus. And
okay.
But another big city down there.
Cincinnati.
No.
Nope. Indianapolis.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. I don't know.
Flats.
Water.
Cleveland.
What? Cleveland. Okay.
Okay.
Jeez.
Great hint.
Jim Schmidt, we're deciding to go with a different announcer for the program.
Jeez.
Jim, we want to thank you for your time and your efforts. We really appreciate it.
We're gonna
move on to pretty much anybody else.
Okay. We're gonna bring in Alex Trebek's dead body. Yeah. He's gonna...
I'm trying to give him clues.
We got Alex Trebek's artificial hip. We donated.
Okay,
spotlight comes.
On the hip, yeah.
Okay, staying in Ohio.
The category is
staying in Ohio.
Worst game show host ever.
What is Jim Schmidt?
Original NFL teams. Another one in Ohio, and then there's only one more after this. So
okay,
I
gave up.
Jim, what's the answer?
Right, National Cash Register.
Oh my God.
Where were they? Dayton.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody knows that. And then the last one's in Wisconsin. It was the
Beloit.
No, it's not Beloit. That's close.
Madison.
That's not really close. No, you got to go south.
Kenosha.
Nah, you're really close.
Kenosha
now.
Kickers.
You are really
Racine.
Close. Now. It's Racine.
Okay.
Yeah, Racine Cardinals.
All right.
So, okay. Well, John, you didn't do too well on that one. Okay,
So we've gotten through 3 questions in 20 minutes.
It's like making pasties.
I'm going to give him an easy one.
We're going to make 500 today.
No,
I'm going to make 6.
I'll give you an easy one. I'll go back to easy.
Okay.
So here we go. What is the most common blood type?
A positive.
It's probably the least. Actually, does one of our Todd? What is it?
I don't
negative.
Know. I don't know.
No. What's the universal donor?
Well, that's not the most common then.
No, it is. This is the most common blood type. I looked it up.
Okay, what is it?
O.
All right.
Everybody knows
just
that.
Just O. Just O.
I think a lot of
people
know.
Not positive or negative?
That. No, just say
just
O.
Just O. Okay.
38% of the people have the blood type O.
Hey, Jim, your new show on Sunday, is it anything like this?
Well, I hope not.
Remind me when that's on again so I've got something else to do.
Okay.
Yes.
What? How many did I, Todd, how many do I have there? Okay, so.
That was four questions.
Okay. Ooh, all right, let's get moving.
I'm one for three.
All right, here you go. What is the most common food eaten in the world?
Potatoes.
No.
It's rice.
Yes.
All right.
I'll give them that.
Okay. It's in the carb family.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's why. Hey, okay. I was kind of generous on that.
All right. Thank
okay.
You have two correct.
Wow. Oh, man. I don't have. Okay. All right.
I've got questions for you.
How many dozen.
Hey, Rudy Giuliani, spit it up.
How many dozen are in a gross?
How many dozen in a gross?
Let's see by a gross of something. How many dozen are in there?
Four. Oh. Todd?
No idea.
It's 12.
12. 12 dozen is a gross.
I'll get some easy ones here. Okay.
I would like to know.
Okay. I'm going to give this one to John. Most touchdowns by a quarterback?
Throwing?
But I don't know. Yeah.
Brett Favre?
No.
Dan Marino?
I'll give you a clue. 649.
Joe Montana.
No.
Who is
John,
it? Who is it? I don't know.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Okay.
We just got a text from Steve in Green Bay. Worst game show ever.
Ever. What? Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
What? What all regular sports team has the most NFL wins? Most wins. Just the out of all the NFL teams, who has the most wins out of the 32 teams?
Chicago Bears.
No. Do they? It's Packers.
It's Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This, you know, it's not fun, John. This, if we got them right, it would be more fun. Okay.
Okay. I'm not a records guy. I'm not good with records. You know, some people can call out any record. I'm not a records guy.
Okay. What two teams have the most Super Bowl losses?
That would be the Buffalo Bills and Denver Broncos.
The Broncos is one of them.
Not the Bills?
No.
Losing four in a row?
This team must have lost five. I think they both lost five, to tell you the truth.
Who is it? Vikings? No.
Who? The Pats. Okay, this is the last one.
Last question.
Jeez.
Thank the Lord.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is me. How many degrees, not Fahrenheit or Celsius, how many degrees are in a triangle?
John, I think that's right.
300.
No.
No, wait. 45, 90, 135. 135.
What, when they say I'm going to...
Because isn't it 45, 45, 45? So isn't that 45 times 3? 45 times 3.
Jim, what's the answer?
180.
What's 45? Why 180? Aren't they all 45 degree angles?
What's...
Oh, my goodness.
It's my goodness. All right.
Here's what we're going to do. Janet and Rick are going to win.
Oh, God. Just
big
for staying
time.
With us.
Yes.
Just for...
Yeah.
Should I give a bonus one? Last one.
National, well, we got 10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds. National sport in Canada.
Lacrosse.
Yes.
Nice. They are winners. We'll tell you more about that when we come back on the Mino and the Mayor Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion
legislation everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Okay, every person that has had seventh grade geometry is probably screaming at us, how many degrees is in a triangle? Todd, I want to say it'd be 45, 45, and 45.
And I said it's 90, 45, 45. And John, I drew it out for him, and he turned the paper the sideways because you can't tell me that. So,
did you look it up online?
I'm going to.
Somebody help us. Please text us.
I'm going to look at Google.
Because we're coming off a lot dumber than we even pretend we are.
We knew we were.
Yeah.
But,
Hosting a game show isn't that easy there, Jim, is it?
We should have had tryouts.
The sum of the three angles of any triangle is equal to 180 degrees. Okay.
So, I'm right.
Okay, so what degree is each corner?
90, 45, 45.
Well, but...
No, I don't believe that's right, because 90...
You can have three angles that are
right
the exact
angle,
same.
A right angle is 90 degrees. And then you put the draw the other line from the top to the bottom, and they're each 45.
But an equilateral triangle has 60, 60, 60. So,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The one I drew for John was the 90, 45, 45. You're right. I mean, if it was just a perfect triangle, it would be 60, 60, 60, like the pyramid.
Like a pyramid. Well, that's a three-sided triangle.
Yeah,
but I mean, still, it's still the angles are.
But
are
no,
still,
but okay. But here's what I don't understand.
Wow,
isn't 90 degrees just a square? Just boom, boom.
Yep.
That would be 90. Where do you have that on a triangle? Where do you have a straight line on a triangle?
You can't. You can have one that's kind of like that.
What is this?
Well, then that's a different type of triangle.
They're all the same.
All right.
They all add up to 180.
I need somebody out there that knows their geometry, because I don't believe Jim. I think you get the question wrong.
Okay. All right. Well, that was fun. I just want to say, you guys, I was
contest ever.
I was stressing out this morning. I got up at 2:30, got my glass of water without opening the fridge.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to go back to sleep. And Milton got up, and I'm just like, look, you got to go back to bed. So he went back upstairs.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, you know what? I got your text last night. I actually read it when I got up, and it was like, the people from the zoo aren't coming. Because the roads are bad.
Well, so I told her not to come with the roads as bad.
Well, I was
as
like,
are.
Oh my God, we got to do something. So I put these questions together.
There's six different types of triangles. Okay, so the triangle you're talking about is a right triangle.
Yeah.
The normal triangle, an equilateral triangle, which most people would consider a triangle, has three equal sides, each of which is 45 degrees. Do you see that Todd just brought up? Todd, do you see it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So it doesn't matter the type of triangle, whether it's obtuse or it's, you know.
Well, like that right triangle has a 90 degree. You can see it where it's just boom, boom.
Correct. Yep.
But the equilateral triangle, which everybody would consider a normal triangle, like a pyramid, does have three 45 degree angles.
60 degree.
60 degree. I'm sorry, but they are the same.
But that's. Okay.
So basically, if you take the sum of all three of those angles on any of these triangles, it will equal 180 degrees.
Which was the question 10 minutes ago.
No, but you didn't say what kind of a triangle.
It doesn't make a difference. That's my point.
Okay.
Right, Todd?
Yes, Jim is right.
Okay. All right.
Steve, who asked if this was the worst game show ever.
Yeah.
he's ringing his own bell, John.
I found the bell.
I know.
Steve says it's a good show anyway.
So. All right. Thank you, Steve. And I'm not going to do this anymore. We will just fill it in with something else next time
we'll
when a guest cancels.
Yes.
We'll play music.
John will sing. Sweden. I will sing. I will swing. Hey, you get a call. Can you call Carrie real quick from the Young Family Zoo?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure she's not traveling or anything like that.
Yeah.
Do you have her cell phone?
I think I do.
If not, I'm going to send it to you.
I'll come get it.
Okay. Awesome. Because I just want to make sure, because she was going to bring down something very cool. And but, boy, that drive from the UP right now, I'm sure, was nasty this morning. So, hope to have her back as soon as possible. Yeah, she'll be fun. She's awesome. Carrie is so great.
We talked to her on the phone one time.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple times, maybe.
Absolutely. So, we try to talk to her right now, so make sure she's all right.
You know, it would be cool.
I didn't want to be responsible for somebody driving down and, you know.
Right. It'd be cool if she could come to our
annual
event with a pet.
Yes. Maybe a white tiger.
Oof.
That's what we brought down that one time. People loved it.
No way.
Yeah.
You brought a white tiger down?
Yeah, that's when your guy got all mad at us.
Oh, yeah.
We did a thing at the park there with wild game and
your city manager,
somebody kept driving around and the cops came and
it's a good idea to have wild.
Then you shut us down. You also shut us down. You also shut us down.
Okay, a wild tiger in a city park. Yeah, I can see why we shut you down.
You also shut us down. We were selling brats outside the old BAY building on the sidewalk on the steps. You shut that down.
All we wanted to do was make sure the food was safe, and you had no permit. You didn't have any sanitary things. Wash your hands, wipe your hands off. So, no, yeah.
Well, maybe people should have a little responsibility. You know what I'm saying?
Bring it with them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bring the wet wipes?
People should have a little social responsibility to if you're... What would that have hurt? You guys shut us completely down. You know, at least Jayden let us do that parade for the Green Bay Bombers that time. We had a flatbed truck, and we just did a parade of our own all around town. Me and Nick and Tammy Elliott and Bud Keys in the back of the truck.
Yeah. How many spectators?
A lot.
And you know what? That football team, right, that folded?
Yeah. No, they won the championship. No, they're still playing. The Blizzard, they still play. They were the Bombers at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but we were throwing candy out to the people.
Well, you can't do that anymore.
Couldn't do it then either, but we did it.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
Can't do that because kids run out and you could get hurt.
I'll even show you pictures of Tammy in the back with me and Nick and the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Tammy got involved with a lot of our scams that we used to do.
There's the word. That's the operative word, scams. Anyway, yes.
Maybe they'll bring the kangaroo down for our summer bash.
That would be awesome.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be phenomenal. Really, really cool.
Who else should we get here to make that day special? Todd?
Well, we're going to invite all our guests.
And the glam band's going to be here.
Like
right.
10% of them are going to be able to come. But
well, maybe 7,000 a part will show up.
And we'll that would be phenomenal. Yeah. That'd be great.
We're going to...
Your boys, Mad Dog and Mero, they're going to cook for everybody?
Those guys are cooking over at the Mova Center, I think.
All right.
If we have
Amelie, maybe she'll make Swedish pancakes for people.
And get Mad Dog. Mad Dog and Mero are cooking at the Mova Center for the eclipse.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those guys are good guys.
Great guys.
Those
when
guys
is that
are
next
really
week?
Monday.
Monday? What time?
Right. Isn't it Monday, Todd, the 8th?
Yes, I believe
what
so.
What time? Yeah.
About 1 o'clock in the afternoon it starts. Should be wrapped up, what do they say, 2, 3 o'clock?
Might be cloudy, though, they said, huh?
Mm. Oh, I don't know.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think we should go on the roof here.
But the glasses. There's a lot of scam glasses being sold.
Oh, really?
A lot. So they said to get it, we're getting ours at the Malva Center, right?
I got a pair for you.
No, I'm not going to take
yours. I got them online.
I would rather buy them. Yeah, I know. No. It's like not come in here and teach my dog how to walk me around.
Milton, the seeing eye dog, he'd be the worst seeing eye dog ever.
Yeah, because he's afraid of everything.
He's afraid of everything. You'd never cross the street.
No, they said to buy them at believe it or not, where to buy certified or whatever the word is, quality Meijer food.
Oh, really?
That's what it said on the paper online. Can you believe that?
I don't know.
That's what it said. So anyway.
Is there a Meijer around here?
Well, and on the west side.
Okay. I don't get out much.
Well, there.
I don't know where anything is.
I think a lot of places have like kiosks up and stuff like that right now trying to make a buck off of them. So you can probably find them in a few locations.
But what I'm saying, Todd, are those scammers or are those legit certified sunglasses?
It's all about the dollar, my
friend. Hey, I wonder
if that.
Could you wear.
That's something I would say.
Hey, could I wear my ski mask, my welding mask?
I don't know. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Upstairs?
No, not here, but in the garage.
He'd run home and get one. Instead of spending a dollar, he'd spend like $4 on gas.
Would that work?
Yeah. I don't
think
so.
Somebody let us know. Would a welding mask work to look at the eclipse?
Sunglasses do not work.
I bet my welding mask will. I'm giving that
All right, we'll look into that during the break.
And by the way,
this
will be
fun.
It was St. Paul's that got blinded from the eclipse. I'm just saying. We got to take a quick break. Back up.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted. They might have enough numbers where if they sit out the 2024 general election, it could cost Biden the election in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the election. The worst should be over after a powerful storm dumped several inches of wet, heavy snow on much of Wisconsin yesterday and overnight. Snowy and windy weather is forecast to last into tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Three Oshkosh Common Council members are leaving their positions this month. They will be replaced by Chris Larson, DJ Nichols, and Jacob Floam, who were elected last night in the presidential primary. Also, in Winnebago County Circuit Court, District Judge for Branch 1, Michael Rust defeated Councilmember Lakeisha Hayes. Law enforcement departments across Brown County are partnering with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and with Green Bay Area Crime Stoppers to prevent crime related to the illegal purchase of firearms. To do so, they've created tactical mats that are placed on the counters of businesses as shopkeepers show guns to possible buyers. The mats warn that purchasing a gun for someone who can't is illegal and can result in up to 15 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Bucks take on the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies at Five Serve Forum tonight. The Bucks are 29-8 at home this season, but 18-20 on the road. Last night, Milwaukee lost to the Wizards in D.C., 117-113. Doc Rivers says it's something he has to fix.
Actually, been sitting back and watching everything, our travel crew, everything, and I've made a lot of notes. Now, I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Baseball. The Brewers have tomorrow off before hosting the Seattle Mariners this weekend. Yesterday, the crew held on to beat the Twins 3-2 at AmFam Field. Second-year man Bryce Tarang.
That's what you want. You want guys to be together. And that's what we're trying to create, and we are creating right now, is just playing as a team, playing together, and being comfortable being here, you know, so, which has been good.
That's Brewer second baseman Bryce Tarang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Another very special guest coming on here, Todd. Do the duties.
Well, we've had this guy on before.
He's great.
Yep.
Jason Mansmith, old radio pal, now works with the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. And they've got a great event coming up here in order to make some money for the Thrasher. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. And first of all, if I ever get an invite to participate in the Mayor's Trivia Contest, I am busy forever.
Okay. I was just
thank you, Jason, as am I.
Oh, man, I worked on those questions. Yeah. I don't, whatever.
That was good.
Okay, so you're not going to book me at the Thrasher House, I take it, to be a game show
host. If we're hosting Trivia Night, we may look elsewhere. Yeah.
I get it.
That means he will definitely look elsewhere.
I know. I'm feeling it. So, this Eats for the Arts. That is a great event, and there's a lot of things I like about it, especially the offerings that you have, but it's also extended out over some of these things are like one day. This thing goes what, 5 days?
Yeah, actually Sunday through Saturday, full 7 days. Starts this Sunday, ends up next Saturday. So, and we had really great buy-in from a lot of area restaurants around kind of our Ripon, Green Lake, Berlin, Princeton, Montello area that all want to do good things to support the arts. You know, we're kind of still in the shoulder season down here in the resort town of Green Lake. So any chance we get a chance to bring people into these great restaurants around here, it's going to help them, but then they're also giving back to help us too.
So is there do you just go in there and buy your appetizer? I mean, those are great restaurants that are participating, or you buy a ticket and it allows you to get in. How does this work?
Yeah, so absolutely. You just show up. It's really easy. A lot of these restaurants are maybe offering a certain percentage of their sales throughout the week, or a specific menu item, or maybe they've crafted something significantly special for us. If you order this, hey, 100% of the proceeds from this particular thing are going to go to Thrasher Opera House. So it's really a mixed bag of what they choose to do, but we're just really appreciative of all the support that we get.
All right. And since people go out a couple times a week, maybe, but you got to pick these restaurants. This is the week that would not just great food, but it's going to benefit the Thrasher Opera House. And I think you got a great place down there in Green Lake.
Hey, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. We just want to strive to continue to make Thrasher just a great place to experience live performance in the arts and anything we can do, especially in a rural market, right? You know, we're not a very urban market with a huge population. Anytime we get those arts experiences, it's going to benefit somebody's life.
I still say you got the best place in the state, though, as far as, like, if I had to move someplace out of here but stay in Wisconsin, that area down there, I just think is cool. Just the terrain, the rolling hills and everything. I just think that's such a cool area. And you know what?
We're super blessed to be here.
Jim's going to be spending some time down there this summer because we're putting him in the racing school at Elkhart Lake.
Well, that's Elkhart Lake. They're nice. I'll be down there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Green Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Green Lake's got it going on. They got the deep. We advertise as the cleanest lake, but Green Lake is the deepest lake in Wisconsin.
Deepest and coldest, right? Is it though?
I mean, seriously. It's the coldest, but it's deepest. Hey, where's the money going to go? I mean, if people are listening and they're going to go operations, do you know? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, anything that we are able to get in terms of dollars are going to go right back into the mission of Thrasher Opera House, which is, you know, to provide a place for live arts and live performance to support the community and to preserve the historic Thrasher Opera House. So however those dollars can be earmarked, we'll be able to utilize them in providing the mission that we want to continue on with.
Hey, I want to ask one quick question. When you say opera house, so it's not all operas. I mean, tell about all the different type of things you have there, Jay. Just so people don't get the wrong idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with the organization for 2 years plus now. And Thrasher Opera House, since it's been restored, has been 25 years. I don't think they've ever had an opera in there. They've had some opera singers.
I mean. Yeah.
Right. We partner with Green Lake Festival of Music and they bring in some opera singers. But we don't necessarily have a lot of opera performances. But we do have a lot of mixed varieties of performances that are coming in here. Americana, folk, bluegrass, rock and roll, hip hop. We've done it all.
Awesome.
Hey, these restaurants, can you name some of them for me or tell me some of your favorites.
Sure. So we've got a lot of really great ones. We go all the way over to Montello. So if you want to go that far over, as far west too, we got Oyster Crackers, which is a great place. Great hot dog place in downtown Green Lake, Walk the Dog. AJ's Riverside, wonderful coffee shop in Berlin. Adam's Rib, a staple in downtown Green Lake. Been there forever. Yeah. Best restaurant by a damn sight. That's what they're called. Fox and Crow Bistro, which is a really up-and-coming, fantastic food in downtown Ripon. Patrick and Kate do a great job there. Sassafras Coffee House in Green Lake. Horseradish, which is another great restaurant in Princeton, on the menu as well. Murphy's on Green, great tacos and quesadillas. Jay's Barbecue, downtown Ripon. I don't know if you've been to Jay's before, but it's legit. Texas-inspired, Wisconsin-made. Barbecue.
Love it.
The Goose Blind, which is just another great staple in Green Lake. The Public House, great reggae brunch on Sunday mornings. Really cool vibe in downtown Ripon. And we encourage you to visit all of them if you can. And, you know, just check it on out. Have something different.
Jason, you mentioned that one. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to say, you mentioned one in Montello, right?
Yo, I was just going to say the same thing, Todd. I don't think
the mayor is allowed back in Montello.
Well, no, I don't. I would like to say I saw it when we went through, but it was such a blur going through that town.
They owe me money.
Until the blue lights came on.
That was Montello.
Please pull over.
Yeah.
Sir, pull over.
That was Montello, not Rosendale.
No, that's Montello. It was totally Montello.
Yeah.
It was Montello because I wrote the check. It was Montello.
Todd, great minds think alike here since we heard that word.
You know what? That didn't even click with me, but now, because I'd never heard of that place. I will never be back there. Mm-hmm.
Great, Jim. Thanks.
In a yellow jumpsuit, you might be.
No, I'm going to. Hey, that Walk the Dog, John. That sounds like our kind of place.
I totally agree.
You know, and this is a good variety. And then, yeah, everybody in these parts.
Well, I want to try that reggae brunch or whatever. That sounds great.
Yeah, Public House in downtown Ripon, just a cool vibe. Yeah, for sure. It's a really neat thing, and they're great supporters of us. And all these restaurants, and in fact, all the area community restaurants are just huge supporters of us and do whatever they can to help us out in making sure that, you know, Thrasher's mission continues.
What have you got coming up entertainment-wise?
Well, let's see. We were supposed to have a show this Friday with Chatham Rabbits. They're coming from North Carolina doing a Midwest tour, but they're running right through the snow.
Yeah.
So they've postponed that Midwest tour, which kind of works out because they're going to be playing in a few weeks here with some person on the bluegrass level named Molly Tuttle, who you may have heard of before, two-time Grammy winner. So they're going to reschedule with us coming up a little bit later. We've got a bunch of sold-out shows coming out. Our Eagles tribute show sold out.
Oh, that was here in Green Bay about a month ago.
Yeah, sold out. Jim Messina show sold out. Oh. But we've got Dig Deep and Sharon Barrels, great bluegrass Americana bands, and then Dead Grass, which is kind of like a tribute to Jerry Garcia on stringed instruments. So whatever Jerry did in the Grateful Dead or all the other bands that he was with, they kind of bring that to life in their own version with a string band as well.
Did you say Bent Grass or Dead Grass?
Dead Grass.
Dead Grass. Okay. Because I knew Bent Grass is a group around here. Okay. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Sounds like a great lineup.
Yeah, we got a whole new season coming out in May. We're looking forward to that. The season is shaping up amazing. It's going to have some great performances.
Beautiful. Hope we make it down there.
We'd love to have you.
So Adam's Rib, they don't give you as many ribs as like a regular rack?
Todd, can you wrap this?
Todd.
Do you have the button? Just hit the button. Hit the button.
They took a rib from Adam McEve. Jim. That's okay. Jim. All right. Jim. I just was asking.
Yeah, we won't hire him for a trivia contest.
Or introducing the band and telling some jokes. Yeah.
Two things that Jim will not be hired for. Let me ask.
There are a lot of things you would be hired for, but I know two you wouldn't be. Okay.
Tell me about the horseradish. I've never been there.
Horseradish is a great place in downtown Princeton. I don't know if you've ever been through that vibe before.
They had that huge flood. Remember that?
Yeah, they do, right? But they have a great flea market, of course, every day.
I'm hoping to sell some of my stuff down there this summer.
Horseradish is a really great place, kind of a bistro joint that's down there. High-end food, great drinks, and a good place to hang.
Love it.
I'm making tables this summer, okay, out of old, they're probably about 150-year-old, from a wooden silo. It's the doors from the silos of a wooden silo. I'm making like coffee tables out of them this year.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to go down to Princeton and sell them.
Well, get your application in soon. They get full quick.
Oh, really? Oh, you know what? I just park like close to the thing. You know what I mean?
Good luck parking close on Flea Market Saturday.
But I mean, you know what? People are coming in. I'll just be alongside the road there at a gas station type thing. I don't do applications well. Things like that.
We ain't got no stinking
application. Ain't got no stinking applications. Yeah. Hey, always fun having you on, Jason.
Right. This is gonna be. That's a great event, and it's. Well, it starts April 7th. That's right.
So, yeah, April 7th. Runs through the 13th. More details, ThrasherOperaHouse.com.
Keep it rocking, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you very much. Great job, Jason Mansmith. Thrasher Opera House eats for the arts.
And you got to do these kind of things to support it.
Absolutely. I mean,
they have their tickets, their events, but boy, they just, you got to keep it up.
I think that's fantastic.
And I think it's great what he's doing.
Absolutely.
I'm still hoping
Tuesday night, though, to do the food thing around here, too.
We have something similar to that.
Yeah.
Closer. Where does the money go for the one Tuesday? I forgot. Anyway.
I think to the mayor's retirement fund.
I got to stop.
I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
845.
Wow. All right. Okay. Just what I heard.
Almost done.
So who else? So you know, our summer bash is becoming bigger and bigger.
Oh, yeah. June
26th. Even though we will not have a helicopter.
You don't know that.
No, we're not going to do that.
Todd, when you know he's struggling, you know what he says?
Stop.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or else I plug my ears. La, 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 la.
Did you do that during council meetings and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Absolutely.
Sit on the floor, rocking back and forth.
But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too, with something like that with Jason. I mean, those kind of areas, you got to have a whole community behind you.
You do.
Because, like you said, if you're going there, it's a destination. You don't just happen to be walking by and it's like, you know, like the Meyer here, we drive by it, you know, every single day and we see what's going on. Those kind of places, you got to have somebody like a Jason who sells it.
All in.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the place? There's another place like that. Todd, maybe you know. I know they do plays, like community theater. One of the small towns around Manitowoc?
No, it's by Michigan, Tish Mills.
Okay, yes.
And I saw Janet Planet there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember Janet Planet. She was great.
Yeah, she was great.
Does she still perform?
Yep.
Does she?
You bet.
Boy, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
It's not Christmas till you go see one of her shows in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yep. She's going to come in here on a Friday.
We got to get Janet Planet in here.
What's it called? That's going to drive me nuts.
But Tish Mills?
It's in Tish Mills.
Okay.
And it's just it's a small venue.
Yeah, but it's really popular, right?
And good food. Yes. Yeah. Very popular. A lot of community theater. You know, like they don't really bring in.
Is it Forced Inn?
The Forced Inn.
Forced Inn?
I'm trying to think where Tish Mills is exactly. You said it's by Mishkot?
No, I think that's it.
But I can't think of what's in Tish Mills.
No, that's right. It's Forced Inn.
Okay.
That would be the place.
But a really old place that, you know, they've kept up, which is cool.
And
love those kind of places.
We got to have him or her, whoever runs that place, on our show.
That would be great.
That is a very cool place. It's not that far away. You know, it's.
Oh, by the way, my buddy John, he said, let me know when you want me to bring in Swedish meatballs.
Okay.
Ooh. Anytime. Aren't those made with cream of mushroom soup?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fan. What?
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that. Like those? Yeah, I know. Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder why we have slight weight problems.
I know. I had lamb this morning because
I couldn't even. I got to be honest with you.
I know you didn't like it.
I didn't even like the smell of it here yesterday.
So I gave it to Wayne and he hurt my feelings. He threw it away. No, he left it here.
Oh, accidentally.
So he threw it away. Okay. Yeah. I don't think it was accidentally.
Would you have taken it home and feed it to Milton then?
I took it home. I cut it up and I heated it up and ate it.
Okay.
That was a good piece of lamb. Anyway.
Why would you not feed it to Milton?
Because he can't have that.
Why?
Because he eats a certain food. It's salmon and sweet potatoes.
Wait, I've never heard of a dog that liked fish before. I've never heard of a dog that liked fish.
Mm. I don't know.
Well, aren't you worried if there's a bone in it or anything?
No. It's all, I don't know. It's pre-made. We buy it.
Oh, like the stuff I get at the Dollar Tree.
I would never feed him something from the Dollar Tree.
I eat it.
No. All right. Get it at PetSmart.
So. No, whatever. All right.
Anyway, no, I don't think I told him there was fish in there.
All right. So, but I've never known a dog to eat fish. Yeah. So you don't give him like a T-bone steak or anything like that?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
No gravy train, obviously.
No.
Alpo? None of those things? Remember Alpo?
I do now.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny.
That was a big treat for our dogs to forgive him Alpo. Yeah.
No, he got his...
All right. Okay.
He had his hair done yesterday. He had a great day yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's why he eats fish.
Did you put him in the little tank with the guppies to eat his nails?
No.
He did for you?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to do a quick break. Mind on the Mayor back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning.
A lot of cool stuff going on, right?
A lot of cool stuff. A lot of great guests, a lot of great people. I got text here from Chris. Lots of dogs love salmon.
Thank you, Chris. All right.
I didn't know that.
See?
I did not know
that. And it's
good
for them, too.
Well, salmon's good for anybody. That's about the most miracle food you can eat. Like, I don't think there's anything a person could eat that's better for them in every way than salmon.
And it's easy to cook. You can bake it, right?
Yeah.
Grill it. Yeah.
Salmon dip. You ever have salmon spread? Smoked salmon spread?
I have.
Love it.
I have.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
But you're right about salmon. That is healthy.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, the stuff that you read about, it's like...
You don't hear as much about they used to say about mercury and those kind of problems. Yeah. I don't worry about that too much. With what I put in my body, if that's going to be the thing, mercury.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no carbs in that, right?
No, none. It's loaded with protein.
It is.
There's like more protein in it than... Okay, so you laugh at me because I buy my salmon from the Dollar Tree.
I do.
Okay. But what I'm saying is this, Jim.
There's a store called Festival. But go ahead. Dollar Tree is good.
Can I continue?
Yep.
Okay. So I buy my big bags of like lettuce or cabbage chopped up.
There? Not there.
No, not there. But okay. Can I continue?
Right,
maybe.
Yeah.
Just so anyway, but you want to add more to it, right? Okay. So I add that canned salmon. Actually, it comes in a pouch.
It does.
And just to make it more, I add pecans sometimes. So it's
That's good for you.
Loaded with protein.
They can say salad bars, though, which is what you're building there, can be dangerous, but...
Well, if people sneeze on them or whatever,
right? No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there's other things people... Like, when you go down the salad bar line, people add things that they... Not everything on the salad bar is healthy. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But what do you do for the dressing, then?
I'm a big blue cheese guy.
Yeah, see, you may be crossing the line there a little bit. You should really use... Hey, look, I'm
with
you on
that. I do olive oil
sometimes.
Oh, that's
good stuff.
I do olive oil.
Yeah, olive oil.
I do olive oil a lot.
Yeah.
But... You know what I hate at a buffet? Just makes me so mad when...
Standing in line?
Besides that.
Okay.
When somebody will use the big spoon, the dipper, whatever you want to call it, ladle, and they'll use it like for the French dressing and then put it in like the blue cheese thing.
Yeah, that's so lame.
Oh, I hate that.
No, I hear you.
I want to just call somebody and say, hey, could you replace these?
Yeah.
Don't you?
No,
people do that all the time.
COVID really shut a lot of salad bars down. Right?
I know, absolutely.
But now they're back. But sanitation, I agree. Did I tell you? I think I told you guys.
But you got to admit something. That's the only time you probably eat certain foods. Like when else would you have like pickled beets, which I love? I mean, would you ever buy pickled beets?
No.
But at a salad bar, you'd eat them.
Or
even broccoli.
When I was putting together your trivia questions this morning at 2:30.
Which was really good.
Yeah, that was a hit. I said that rice thing, you know, the most common food. And then the most disliked food, beets.
Beets? Oh, no kidding.
It was on the list. They had like five of them.
Oh, wow. Anyway, I love beets.
Do you?
Oh, I love them.
No.
Pickled beets?
No.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Salad bar herring.
Love it.
Sometimes they have gizzards.
Yeah, not.
Ooh, I would. I save room for those.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not me.
Pickled gizzards, right?
Oh, yeah. Nope. Don't need that. Nope. Yep. Nope.
Well, we can go to the salad. That's the beauty of a salad bar, though, Johnny.
Who's got the best salad bar around? Let's find like an awesome salad bar.
And go.
Yeah. You know who has a great one on Sunday mornings is that Altona down in New Holstein or Chilton? I always get those two towns mixed up.
Altoona.
Who has people help us out here.
That thing in New Holstein.
Who has the best salad bar? Like the most stuff, good stuff at a salad bar.
Well, that's those supper clubs.
Yeah.
That is really, really good there.
Right.
I've been there many times because that's kind of my way. Here,
I don't know. I don't think anything stands out, does it?
No.
As far as like, oh, I'm going to go there for the salad. Well, I know a place I used to love a salad bar. You're going to laugh. Shakey's. Remember the Shakey's salad? Wasn't that, Todd? You with me on that?
I liked everything about Shakey's when I was a kid.
Chicken.
What they call them, Mojos or something, right?
Oh, man. I loved Shakey's.
Yeah. Now that.
I'll tell you what. You want to talk about the most bang for your buck?
Yeah.
The salad bar, the lunch menu at Shakey's. Phenomenal.
They have the, whatever, the lunch buffet bar at Gallagher's. You know, it's pizza.
Do they? Okay.
Happy Joe's has that. That place on 41 has a good salad bar. And when you're driving in.
Plank Road?
No.
Nope.
It's on the left-hand side as you're going south.
Which side of Green Bay?
It would be south of Green Bay.
Okay. I do not know.
Supper Club on the left.
A supper club. Oh, the out of town club.
Yeah, the
out of town. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Absolutely.
They
no
have a good
question.
Salad bar.
Love that place.
And then we have to go.
I don't think I've ever been to a bad supper club.
You know what?
I'm not kidding.
True that. And who's that lady from Channel 5? She's had
Michelle.
Great stories on
love those
on that.
Stories she does.
But that, like you talk about that New Holstein area, that's a mecca. There's a lot of good supper clubs in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So,
Do you ever go to Schwartz's? In St. Annis? I still think that's my favorite restaurant in the world.
Yep.
That's my favorite restaurant in the United States of America.
But that's always Schwartz's. It's always crowded.
You got to get there right away.
That's just weird.
Literally almost have to. If it's a Saturday, you literally almost have to get there when the doors open.
Right?
Or you won't get a seat even at the bar.
There's more people in that restaurant than live in that town.
Oh, no question. Oh, they come from all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schwartz's is
But
good.
You know what? They do what they do, and they do it consistently
and
well.
That's why
that's
they're successful.
The key. Yep.
Yeah.
Just like consistency means everything.
And their service is
great,
friendly. It's good. It's
great.
Some kind of locals. I had a student in my class
all local
one time,
girls.
and she worked at Schwartz's, and I said, you know what? I can see that.
Absolutely.
She was just outgoing, friendly,
down to earth.
Loves her boss. Loves the customers.
I don't have a
food.
Negative thing to say about that place.
Nope, that's a good one.
Cowboy Dave says Golden Corral has a really good salad bar.
Yes.
Isn't everything fried though at the Golden Corral? Pretty much, or no? No.
But Golden Corral, I haven't been there in a long time.
I haven't either.
That's not cheap anymore.
No. Okay.
But Golden Corral's a good one. I remember.
We should open a restaurant.
No.
Just salad bars. Just a salad bar. What do you think?
I would never open a restaurant.
That, why? Just
the
a salad bar.
Nope.
I think it'd be big. I think it would be big, Jim.
Yeah. How did Shakey's
do? Just a salad bar. Huh?
How'd Shakey's do?
I don't know. Just a salad bar. You know what we need to do? We need to ask the people that own the market here.
We need to end the show. What do we need to do?
We need to talk to them or the cafe that's going to be opening up right next to us here. Okay?
Right.
And see if we can have the Mino and Mare salad bar. And have all of our favorite things. What do you think? Yes or no?
What do we do?
Only open during lunch. It's only open 2 hours a day.
It's got to be fresh.
Yes.
And if we have extra
We'll have
food.
Wayne grow stuff for us. Think about this.
That might work.
It'd be all natural stuff. Todd, you in?
Yeah, because I'll be the one putting it all together.
You don't know that, Todd.
We're competing a little bit with.
How can you say that? You don't even know that, Todd. Jim and I would put this all together.
Oh yes,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'll
happen.
I'm working on a business plan. As soon as I'm done here.
All right, I'll
soon
think about
I'm
it.
Done.
All right, that could
and
be fun.
And the menu. Think right. about this, Jim.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you know what else? What if we open up like our own coffee shop and just had like one of these windows open? And we could serve people during the show that walk by.
Nah.
Think about it. All
okay,
right.
All right. We'll think of something. I like the gizzards and
Todd,
herring.
Thank you for everything today.
This is
You're
great
awesome.
Show. It was fun.
Back in tomorrow morning, people. See ya.
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome filmmaker and incentive activist Jeff Kurz, and Ben Reiser talks Wisconsin Film Festival. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.